Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner, and I have with me an amazing guest today. In fact, we met many years ago. Casey, how you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, Carrie. It's so cool to now be on your show. You are my first guest in September of 2018. You helped me launch the Retire With Purpose podcast. You didn't know you were the first guest at the time.
I'll tell you what, you were so organized. I'm curious. I was thinking, man, you got like the pre thing, the post thing. Let's talk about that first, because there's a lot of people right now who are watching this, and we'll get into your introduction here in a moment. But what did podcasting do for your business, your brand, your book? Because there's some people right now, in fact, I want to hear anybody who is thinking about doing a podcast. And this is just a little side bonus stuff. But Casey, what has podcasting done for your book, your brand, your business?
It's ignited me. Yeah, that's what it's done. Andrew. You know, I think far too often we get into a new marketing avenue like podcasting for the wrong reasons. We get into it to make money. We get into it for the direct response. And I went down the podcasting route because I enjoyed having conversations and I love learning new things. And these are the kind of conversations that I truly enjoy having. There's nothing I enjoy more in this business than sitting right here and having a conversation like this. And that's been the biggest benefit for me. It ignites me. It lights me up. And that's why I do the podcast. Now, has it resulted in business? Of course it's resulted in business, but I don't think it would have resulted in business if I would have went into it for that very reason. You know, I get down, have amazing conversations, learn new things, and make great friends. Now I know people all over the world that I would have never known before. We would have never become connected if it wasn't for the podcast. And now the connections you and I have continued to morph and grow. And I think that's a pretty neat thing.
Absolutely. So Barbara's here from West Virginia. We have Montreal. Michael is in the house. We have Tanisha from New Jersey. Do you do live? Do you do your podcast live like this, or do you kind of?
Yeah, we've got a podcast, our second podcast together, you and I, next week on January 5th. So if you want to tune in and hear Carrie talk a little bit more, you're going to have to check it out next week. But we go live. So when we go live, we'll do something very similar to this. And we have a neat opportunity, I think, for the viewer is that they not only get to catch us do this live and make mistakes along the way and have some bloopers, a little bit of fun, but they also have the opportunity to present their own unique questions to world-class guests like you. And I think that's one of the neatest parts of being live is having the ability to submit questions to people you would never be able to have access to otherwise.
I love it. I love it. And I'm going to get my Instagram reel going too, because there's all about, you know, chopping it up here, and I want to put you on my Instagram stories for the day. But Casey, let me read your bio, and we have Tessie from Ohio, Carolyn, Chicago. I mean, there's people literally from all over the world here right now. But I love the fact that you are, in my opinion, one of the most innovative people in your industry. And I'm not even blowing smoke. I talk with a lot of people in your industry who are saying laws and rules and protocol don't allow us to talk about this through a book or through a podcast. You're in the financial industry. Don't you think there's a lot of people playing it like really safe, holding their cards to their chest, not giving a lot of advice or content? Why are you kind of a trailblazer in this area?
Yeah. Well, I, you know, I, our industry is tough. And so I'll say that our industry is a tough industry to be in, not just because it's competitive, but because of all the different rules and regulations that are out there to follow. Mm-hmm. And so that does make it tough, especially for your average advisor. Your average advisor isn't independent. Your average financial advisory firm has layers of bureaucracy that they need to go through before they're able to do anything from a marketing perspective, especially doing a live feed like this. Now, myself being totally independent, I have the freedom to do those things. And I love to try new things. I just have a passion to continue to try new things and have fun doing it. And I think most advisors, they got into the business of financial advice to purely, they like numbers. And I like numbers. They didn't necessarily like people and having good conversations.
Yeah.
Like the marketing side of business, but that's what you have to do in order to grow. And you see this a lot in the medical industry as well. You know, dentists and physicians can really struggle on the marketing side of the business. And you have to realize that no matter what you do, whether you're a dentist or a financial advisor, you're first and foremost in the business of marketing. And then secondly, you're delivering great advice. You're delivering great care.
Oh, that was deep. Folks, I got to repeat that. Everybody is in the marketing business first and foremost. And then secondly, they're in the business of offering their service. Casey, that, my friend, was gold. I want people to respond to that. So Anna, Tanisha, Pamela, Michael, Melanie, do you see yourself as a marketer first? Because marketing, Casey, to me, I grew up in the pasture world, and it was almost like, ooh, marketing or sales. But here's the truth. Marketing is storytelling, right? I mean, marketing is telling a good story. And what do you think? Do you think I'm off base? Do you think that's true? How do people in all different industries tell good stories? What do you think?
Well, like, everyone wants to connect with another human being. Yeah, it doesn't matter what kind of business you're in. You could be in a purely digital business. There's still one human being on one side of that purchase and another human being on the other side of the sale. So there's always humans interacting no matter what it is. And they want to know what that story is of that human being. And I think we're a little concerned just as humans to tell our story, to get naked in front of, you know, potentially the world. We don't know who is going to watch this. And it makes us a little uncomfortable. But if we can tell our story and be truly authentic, that's what people are really looking for. That's what's attractive. They want to know your personal story. And they want to know you've made some mistakes too, that you're not perfect. Ooh. And that's what marketing is. It's storytelling. You're 100% correct.
Oh man. Let me read your bio, because folks, Casey is a trendsetter. He's a trailblazer. He's a thought leader, and he's got a really good book, by the way, called Job Optional, which we're going to get into. We're going to talk about how to stay unhackable in 2021 with your finances, with your job. Let me read a little bit about Casey here. He's dedicated to helping people find purpose and financial confidence. Through his role as president of Howard Bailey Financial, Casey focuses on educating others how to find fulfillment and financial independence so that they can make their biggest impact today. He's been featured all over the place, folks. Wall Street Journal, Fox Business, CNBC. He hosts the weekly Retire with Purpose radio and TV shows, as well as the National Retire with Purpose podcast. Let's talk about that before we get into your book. Retire with Purpose. I've heard of that. I don't even know if it's true, but I've heard that especially men, when they retire, their lifespan shortens because they no longer have purpose anymore. For many. Why did you call it Retire with Purpose?
Well, I think many times we think of retirement as we retire and then we can follow our dreams. You know, we find our purpose after we retire. We retire, then we get purpose. But we really need to be retiring with purpose and carrying that with us into retirement. Ooh. It's not about doing it after we get to retirement, but we have to find that beforehand, or it's going to be a very difficult road. And what you said about men, or just in general, the shorter lifespan we have. In general, you're right. In general, and there's been some recent research that's come out about retirement and lifespans, and they've found that, you know, there's really a dichotomy in those statistics, with any statistic, right? There are many examples of individuals that are living longer lives because they retired. Yeah, and then you have the opposite as well. But the difference between those two groups is one retired with purpose and one retired and thought they'd find it. And ooh, now
that's good. That is good. So some people retire and think they're going to find their purpose. And in reality, it's not the case. And sometimes
financial advisors are they're doing people a disservice because they're getting them to retire. They're say, oh, well, I can get you to retirement. You know, let's do X, Y, and Z. And now they're in retirement, but their purpose was working. They loved what they did. They just needed independence.
Is that really unpacking your book title, Job Optional? Tell us about that, and does it relate to this topic?
Yeah, it does, right? Because when I first came up with the book, I said, you know what, I'm going to call it a retirement book. Well, there's so many people today that don't want to retire. You know, they want to continue to work. And that is a huge evolution that we're seeing in the world of retirement, is not just people living longer, but they're living differently. They're working differently in that next phase of their lives. Now they're following dreams, and they can't follow that dream or really focus on the most important aspects that they're most passionate about in their business they're already in, unless they have that financial confidence to know, hey, I don't need to make money anymore. You know, when I found that, when that day came along where I knew I didn't need to make any more money, first, I was a little disillusioned. It was stressful. I didn't know what to do. I said, well, should I just go ahead and maybe just focus on my family, focus on my spirituality, my health? Maybe that needs to be, you know, my focus. However, I tried it. You know, I retired for about 6 months when our son was sick.
Really?
And first retirement, didn't really mean for it to happen. But within that 6 months, you know, it didn't take but maybe 45 days, 60 days, where I found myself in somewhat of a depression. I wasn't happy. And I knew what was missing. It was that purpose. And it was all about the gifts that I was given that had made me successful in the first place. The ability to help people define that purpose and leverage their financial lives, design it in such a way that they knew that they could follow that passion, follow that purpose. And I had done the same thing in my own life. And rather than just throwing those gifts away that I had, I wanted to leverage them. And now I'm making a bigger impact in the lives of the clients we work with, our team, our community, than I ever would have if I didn't know I was job optional. Now knowing I'm job optional, I'm just able to live the best life I could have ever imagined. I'm really able to elevate meaning in my life. And that's what others need to be seeking. They don't need to be seeking retirement in the traditional sense. They need to be seeking job optional status. I don't have to work anymore, but I want to. And no matter what your current career is, what you're doing, even if you think you hate it, I guarantee there's at least one aspect that you absolutely love, but you can't focus all your time and energy on that until you're job optional.
Wow. You are lighting up the comments here. We have Lily who says, my husband had a heart attack when he retired. Ooh, I always felt he should not have retired, as his work was his passion, his energy, his purpose. Tanisha says she loves the job optional. So you've really coined a term that is job optional. I'm going to ask people right now. Mary says, wow, hashtag job optional. Hashtag job optional wherever you're at right now, if you can do that. Casey, tell us that, even if it's a little bit of what you just said as a repeat. It's basically saying that you don't have to retire. It's no longer about the money. Explain job optional.
Yeah. It's having the ability to know I can retire at any time I want. Yeah, it's having this framework, this financial framework that I've used in my own financial life that gives me the confidence to know if I don't work anymore. I don't make any more money. I'm okay. You know, and now I can really focus on the elements of this business that I really love, which is having conversations like this. You know, I've been able to architect, you know, my calendar, my schedule, my job, if you will, to be exactly what is my purpose. You know, and also allow me to spend time in those other areas that I enjoy so much, whether that's hobbies, whether that's spending time with family or spirituality, my health. You know, it's able to help me better balance my life because I am job optional. I've got this backup plan. If I want to retire, I decide I don't like this, I can fall back and I can retire. Yeah, and that can happen whether you're 30 years old, 70 years old, 80 years old. Yeah, it doesn't matter where you're at in life. It's just this recognition. You know, many individuals, they are 70 years old. They don't think they have enough money, or they're net worth has become a scorecard and they're on this treadmill and they're not able to get off of it. All they need to do is put it together, package it in such a way to know they don't need any more money. And now they can focus on the things that really matter.
Wow. I heard you mention spirituality. A lot of our crowd is has a faith. I would say that retirement is not a biblical concept. Do you have anything to say on that?
Yeah, no, I that is what I went through. Yeah, you know, that is what I experienced. So our second son was born with a congenital defect, which required him to be in the hospital for that 6-month period, as I mentioned. And yeah, that was when I really didn't know what to do. And I've been a goal setter my entire life ever since I was a little kid. And I was one of those weird kids that would write down my goals and stick them to the mirror when I'm in elementary school. And I just continued. I was really good at setting those things and achieving them and moving the benchmark. And then during that period of time, in that 6 months, I was going back and I said, all right, let me revisit my goals. Where have I been? What have I accomplished? I realized in that moment that I had everything that I needed. I didn't need any more monetary goals. I accomplished that way before that I actually expected to achieve those things. But as I reviewed all of my goals ever since I was a kid, and I've always kept those things in a little file, and I've got all these crazy goals that I set ever since I was a kid, but every single one of them, they were financially related, or, you know, they were about money and things. And that's not what really drives me. That's not where my values really lie. You know, my values all are about helping people, educating people, giving back to others, but that was completely void on my list of goals. And so I think at that moment I'm going, well, I can reshape this, you know, to really glorify God in that. Yeah. And I think many times when we're stepping into retirement, we're throwing away so many gifts that have been bestowed upon us by God that we leverage and give back to the world. We weren't supposed to spend 60 years accumulating experiences, knowledge, wisdom, sage, and just sit back and say, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to focus on myself right now. I'm just going to focus on myself and my family and maybe play some golf and travel the country. You have the ability at that point, because of God and your experiences through God, that you can give all of that back to the world. All of that back to the world by being job optional. That might mean that you can have a massive impact in your current career. You don't need to leave. You just need to know, hey, I don't need to do this for the money anymore. Now I can focus on nothing else but helping people. And you'll be amazed that when you leverage those gifts and just focus on helping people and not making money anymore, now you'll make even more money. You'll be better off than you've ever been because your focus is in the right place and you're truly focusing on the gifts that have been bestowed upon you as well. I think that's what we often miss.
Wow. This is amazing. I love all that I'm hearing. You've coined the term job optional, where you don't have to work. And you're saying when you don't have to work, you actually make more money because your focus is on service and not selling. And let's talk a little bit about this here. You are in the financial business. So how old were you when your son had that 6-month thing?
That would have been 20, 30.
You were 30 years old. So at 30 years old, you retired for 6 months and realized, what am I doing? There's a ton more left. There's a ton more purpose. Here's what the world says, Casey. The world says, go play the lottery so that you can be lucky, get a windfall of money, and then sit back and let the world serve you. And what the statistics prove is that those people oftentimes are broke within a short period of time. You're saying the complete opposite. You're saying accumulate wealth by serving other people, and your income and impact will actually grow. Do you ever get people who get angry by your message, or maybe it causes a response or a reaction?
In a negative way? Yeah, I mean, not everybody's going to like everything, right?
Yeah,
we've had, it was one I remember, he had called in and said, I hate the name of your show. You know, you're making it sound like retirees don't have purpose. And that's not it at all. It has nothing to do with that. I've had others say, oh, well, you know, you achieved, you know, financial freedom at 30. You know, not everybody can do that. And, you know, you can't please everyone.
Yeah.
And I think in the end, you just have to speak your truth and put it out there. And I think when it comes to purpose, you know, one of the things people often come back, they go, well, I don't know my purpose. I can't find it. I'm struggling with purpose. And you seem to have it all. Yeah, you know, I've just simplified it. Yeah, I think at the core, we all have the same purpose. We try to complicate purpose and meaning in our lives. We obsess over it, and that can lead to depression. You know, but instead, if we just look at the core of what purpose is for every single person, doesn't matter what you're doing, it's about helping people. Mm. It always goes back to helping people. So I just say very simply, what's my purpose? It's to help people. It doesn't have to be anything more than that. Every morning I wake up and I spend about 10 minutes thinking about who I'm going to be a hero to this day and how I'm going to help others today. And that's simple. And that bleeds into everything that you do throughout your entire day and everything you do throughout your entire life. And people really struggle with that concept. And I think they shy away from it. It makes them uncomfortable. But just simplify it for yourself.
Awesome. Folks, go ahead and ask any questions that you have for Casey. I'm going to move into the last 7 minutes, a lightning round. Okay. So by that, I mean, I just have about 25 more questions. And I want to know your little thought on it just for the day. So we have authors watching, we have influencers, but I would ask you, are you going to write another book?
I am.
Yeah.
It's in the works right now. For next year. So I launched Job Optional. Well, started writing it about 2 years ago. So it's been a couple of years since I've released a book. And every time that I finish a book, I start thinking about what the next one's going to be. And, you know, I've kind of struggled with that. But as of recently, I decided I would write a book internally, kind of like what Zappos did, right?
Yeah.
I think the biggest challenges that we have in business is explaining what we do to our actual team members so that they can go spread the word, right? The people that are actually on the team, I want them trained, but I don't just want them, I don't want them to pick up some training manual, you know, some boring training manual. I want them to read a story. And so I've been accumulating and putting together an outline for the last 6 months. And I'm hoping to get that put together and packaged in such a way that it'll largely be internal. I think it'll also be leveraged external as well. But talking about what we do, who we serve, what our culture is all about, our planning That's process, huge. People we work with, I think that may have a bigger impact on our business than Job Optional did. It's a book for the people that really matter first and foremost here that are on this team that are going to be impacting everybody's life that interacts with our team. Yeah, that is, I think that could be monumental.
I love it. Tony Hsieh, we know, passed within the last 60 days. His book, Delivering Happiness, but it's the Zappos Shoes story, but other companies leaned in and said, what are they doing that's so unique because they're disrupting the industry. Brag a little bit, Casey, because I don't think it's bragging when you're just telling the truth. What does your company do that makes you different than any other financial company out there? Because it does seem very interesting and very unique. So what do you do?
Yeah, we believe that money should deliver meaning and purpose. And I think most of the time when you're meeting with a financial advisor, it's just about the money. It's not about the actual impact that you're going to be able to make as a human being, what your purpose is and what you're going to be able to do out in that world later. That's going to be the most meaningful part of that entire relationship. And many times you're just filling out some financial questionnaire, sending it into an advisor, they throw it into some software and here's your plan, but it has nothing to do with your purpose and it is not delivering an ounce of more meaning to your life. But that's where we start with everything that we do. Before someone comes in to visit with our team, they attend a webinar on purpose. We've got an hour-long webinar that you can find on retirewithpurpose.com, completely free with a worksheet. And we did that with Chris Smith of the Campfire Effect. I don't know if you know Chris, but he is amazing in this realm. And we do this webinar together. Then people come in and we spend the first half an hour talking about meaning and purpose in life, you know, before we actually get into the planning framework. And you know, very few financial advisors are going to take that approach. And then very few actually have a planning process to begin with. You know, most of them are just sitting down and getting out a scratch sheet of paper and saying, hey, this is what we need to do. And you don't ever know if you've covered every single one of your bases. You don't get to see that big picture. And for us, our planning process, it starts with purpose that drives the financial plan you'll find in the middle, which is liquidity, income, flexibility, estate planning, and tax planning, LIFE. Yeah, that's life. So
ooh,
it's your
say that again. Plan. Liquidity.
Liquidity, income, flexibility, and estate planning. That is your life plan. That's your financial life plan. And unfortunately, you'll pay taxes throughout your entire life. So tax planning just runs out throughout there. And if we have a really, if we've done a really good job of defining that purpose and architecting the life plan around that purpose, then at the back end, we have meaning that's created. And that's the last piece of the framework. And that's something we continue to update for those that we work with every single time that we visit. We don't just have this plan we put into place at one point in time and we say, hey, you're good. We've got this plan. Like life's not going to happen. You know, we've got a decision-making framework that will continue to evolve throughout our relationship.
Wow. My mind is blown. I mean, even that statement, more money equals more meaning, that alone is disruptive. I mean, very few, that's the first time I've ever heard that. And you have people that are asking for your website, we're popping it in. You're asking people who just jumped in, what are you talking about? I'm resonating, that's my passion. So we're dropping all kinds of links here. But this is
weird. I mean, going back to what you said earlier, yeah. You know, where do we get criticized? I'd say we get more criticized by other people in our industry than by, you know, the individuals coming in to see us, because he's just talking about purpose all the time. What's that have to do with financial planning? Yeah, he's talking about purpose again. He's talking about meaning. He's talking about what you're going to do in your second act. It's like, that's what really matters. I think as financial advisors, we think it's all about the money, but the money doesn't matter if we don't have everything else.
Look at this, all caps. I will be checking into all this today. So this is why I wanted Casey on. And unfortunately, we only have 30 minutes, but this isn't the last time you're going to hear from Casey. Do you have your book on you? Like, do you have, I know I got it up in the corner. It's job optional.
And there's I'm just probably about 50 you. Of them out here in the lobby, but
that's okay. I'm going to teach you as a publisher. You always carry your book, man. No, I'm kidding. But I love this. And is it on audio as well?
Never did the audiobook. I know that's one of the things.
You and I got to talk. I know. Because audio is hot. And
You did it for my good friend, Justin Donald. And he's been incredibly impressed by your whole team and everything you put together for him.
Well, I want to talk with you about your second book because I really feel like you're unique. You are You know, folks, just in case you just tuned in, here's a guy at 30 years old, retired because of his son's health. And after about 45 days, realized there's more than retirement and came back to help people. He's got this life plan, which was great. Oh, look at that. Did someone just
ask and you shall receive?
Oh my God. That's the sign of a good team right there. But seriously, folks, even the way Casey handles me coming onto his podcast in next week, he's seamless. The process, he's smooth. He's you can just tell a lot by somebody about even their process. So Casey, give us some links. Give us some, you have a weekly email called Weekend Reading for Retirees. You have a complimentary webinar, and you can even get a free signed copy of your best-selling book. Tell us about these things as we finish up today.
Yeah. Well, I have put a lot of work into a weekly email that I do every single Friday. It's become a labor of love. I spend hours on it every single week, probably more time than I probably should. But I guess I was just so frustrated with all the garbage that's out there on the internet, whether it's about retirement or the financial industry, whatever it is, it's just that there's a lot of junk out there. And I wanted to sift through all that junk for people and deliver truth and also deliver my commentary along with that and the application to their lives. So every single Friday, we send out an email with four articles with commentary from myself. And you can sign up at retirewithpurpose.com. When you sign up, I think one of the neat bonuses of that is we will email you out. So Carrie is coming on here next week. And if you wanted to ask Carrie questions, your first stop would be signing up at Weekend Reading. And then you would get a preemptive email before we go live where you could submit your questions. And that gives you the opportunity to submit those questions to any and all of the guests that we have coming onto the show, along with the articles and commentary you receive every Friday. And then we've got the podcast, of course. You can check that out, Retire With Purpose. Again, it's at retirewithpurpose.com. And then you've got the book. And I love giving out the book. It's just, I just want to give it into as many people as I possibly can. And so if you will go to retirewithpurpose.com, sign up for Weekend Reading, I will send you out a copy of Job Optional. I'll sign it. We'll get it out to you at absolutely no cost. All you have to do is sign up for Weekend Reading and shoot us an email. Let us know you did, and we will get you out a copy of my book, no cost.
Oh my gosh. Folks, you landed the gold mine today. And a lot of people are saying, I wish I had this advice when I was younger. I want my sons who are in their early 40s to get this. Folks, share this today. Get it out there. Casey is a massive giver. He fits our core values. And thank you for being here today, my friend. And I know this is only the beginning, and I'm excited about your forthcoming book as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to spend more time together, Carrie. I'll see you next week. Thanks for having me on.
All right, folks, we'll see you later. Share this, tag a friend. And lots of people are saying thank you. Go ahead and tell Casey thanks and reach out to him on email as well and social media. Take care, everybody. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.